This week on the Glass Cannon Podcast.
So, as someone who has played through so many Final Fantasy games, having so many unused expendables that I thought I was going to save up for a sweet battle.
Oh, I'm in that club, man.
I am going to throw these grenades. Sweet grenades.
Throw everything.
The Alchemist Fire.
Baron is throwing everything he has at Trunau's giant problem.
Whoa.
That is not a hill giant.
What the fuck is that thing?
Holy shit.
Gormley shows off an amazing new power.
You can just levitate?
Once a day.
That's insane!
Troy summons an angry Skid.
All right, well, I'm out. That's
I'm
it.
Sorry.
Yeah, wait, see? You reached my threshold, like, already. Like, that's it.
I know.
That's it.
And Galabras summons a creature of unimaginable power.
Now, you're gonna have to deal with a fucking celestial dolphin.
The adventure continues now.
Hello, 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 my friends. What is up? It is the Glass Cannon Podcast. We're back. We're excited. It's another week of gaming. I'm just glad to be here. I'm happy to be back in the intro. I like it. You know, I don't feel like I feel like I haven't seen you guys in a few weeks, and I just want to spend a little quality time together. And what do I want to talk about? Well, after last week's show, and if you haven't listened already, what are you doing? Just go listen to last week's show and then listen to this. After last week's show, I think you saw that Lork almost had a certain death situation. And so I think I want to talk about character death for a minute. And not by the rules. And you all know that I'm a rules junkie. I don't want to talk about the rules of character death. I want to talk about what happens in real life when characters die. People get pissed. That's what happens. That's the short of it. You know, you put a lot of work into characters, and if you build backstories that are like fully written short stories, as Skid suggested, or if they contain a part of yourself, as Grant suggested, then when the light suddenly goes out on them, you can be justifiably pretty pissed. And that can lead some DMs, not, of course, the soulless husk that is Troy, but it can lead some DMs that have feelings to keep their player characters alive out of fear of upsetting their player. But I want to talk about why, you know, character death is awesome in the right doses. I mean, it's got to be the right context. And then also I want to talk about why there hasn't been a character death on the show yet. First of all, character death is awesome. It's easy to say when it's not your character, I know, but the true threat of character death is what can get your heart pounding in a game. I know it's what gets mine pounding. I'm a gamer nerd, and I'm a huge sports fan, okay? So here's an example. There's no tabletop board game out there that gets my heart pounding the way that my professional sports team does when they're within striking distance of winning a playoff game, except for Pathfinder. And the reason I get that way is because of the threat of character death. It's the single most important thing to really get yourself all wrapped up in it. You feel like you've actually got something on the line. Any sports fan that wants to mock me right now for being a nerd and emotionally investing in some fantasy has definitely forgotten that their own involvement in their sports team is in every way a fantasy. They don't play for the team. They certainly don't own the team if I'm friends with them or know them at all. And whether their team wins it all or shits the bed, either way, they have to get up in the morning and still just go to work. Or in Troy's case, get up in the morning and read how to trick one of your players into getting loaded into a trebuchet. The point is, if you as a GM kill off a character, fair and square, it's got to be fair and square. The players may get pissed, but now they know that you won't let them off the hook so easy. And suddenly the stakes are raised for your players, and they're more invested. And as a player, to talk to the players out there, don't be such a baby. Think about the great deaths in literature and in film, the great heroic deaths where you thought, no, no, when you read it or watched it. How much more invested were you in Game of Thrones when beep died? Those are the best stories. We were heartbroken because we were invested. That's what it's all about, investment. You want to make your players happy? Then keep all their characters alive after they fall into a pit of lava or pick a fight with a dragon for no reason and watch your game just fizzle out within a year. You want to have a long-term game with serious investment? Kill a character, and your game will last for a decade. All right. I've already taken up a lot of your time, but I want to address character death on the show real quick. There have been some really close calls, as you know. Off the top of my head, Gormley almost went down in Sarah and Agrid's house when she got crit by that falchion, but then we found out it missed because of concealment, because of the smoke in the house. Baron almost died just a few weeks ago with that monitor lizard that was eating him alive. That was insane. And then last week, Lork's little amusement park ride was that was not amusing to me at all. But the roll went my way. You know, it was luck. There was a damage range on that fall of 5 to 30, and Lork took 9. That's crazy lucky. Now, is Troy fudging the rolls to keep the characters alive for the show? I truly don't think so. I know him as a DM from other games, and he's killed before. Mark my words, my friends. He'll kill again. He may act like he's afraid of Angry Skid, but he's not. Actually, I think he might be. That's enough. Let's get going. If you haven't asked your friends to rate us on iTunes, then please ask your friends to rate us. We're trying to get to 100 reviews, and we're so close, and it would be awesome if you helped out. If you don't want to ask them and make it weird, then just grab their phone and write a review for them. Beggars can't be choosers. We'll take it however we can get it. Thanks, guys, for hanging out. Thanks for listening. It's awesome to talk directly to you, and I'm just so glad that you're enjoying the show. And man, oh man, if I told you what is coming right now in this episode, you wouldn't believe me. It's insane, and I chose that word deliberately. Get comfortable. It is time for our longest episode yet. Let's do it.
I'm looking at Troy, and he can't even start the episode because he's... I can tell he's like working out how shitty this is going to be. He has so many calculations he's doing in his head.
He's got that child mold.
There's almost no way. I can tell.
That's just his normal way he looks.
He's looking at it and he's like, there's no way that I'm going to get out of this without Skid fucking flipping the table over and permanently quitting the podcast.
I will absolutely.
Am I wrong? Tell me I'm wrong.
This is going to test your patience.
See, I knew it.
I'm going to quit. I should just quit right now. Like, I should just walk out
this
right
is
now.
A,
just go, Skid. We don't want you anymore.
You literally were like, go record on the episode. I'm ready to go. And then just
gotta
sat
work
there.
On your feelings, buddy.
Like, working out the math in your head of, like, how could they?
I'm sorry, Matthew. God damn it.
Like, he looks happy that he's going to kill one of us, but also worried that I'm going to walk out of here.
We're just describing Troy's face.
I've already said I can't do any other accents. So if you kill, don't kill me.
I could do another character.
Like. Skid can do like 45 accents.
I could do a funny Italian. I could do something, you know, I could
hey!
Do whatever. Hey, hey. I know, I just watched
what's
the look
with the
on
racism?
Matthew's. Well, that would be the fun, is like me watching the look on Matthew's face as I did a shitty Italian accent.
I could see Baron dying and coming back as an oracle to the party. He's like, hey there, I'm an oracle.
I've been cursed by the god of death.
I've been inhabited by the spirit of your dead friend, who's the only other person in this world with an accent like this.
Well, you know what? The adventure path is called Giant Slayer, so you had to know at some point there was going to be a giant involved. Yeah. 22 episodes
in the
later.
First book.
In the first book, no
they're
less.
They're fucking giants. I guess there is a scale of giants. There's a sliding scale of giants. What do they start? Skid, could you tell us basically, they end at cloud giants. That's the top level highest giant out there.
I think storm giants.
Storm giants. And then they start at stone
giants.
Do
we giants? Have a music cue?
Skid's got some explaining to do. It is tough for
that is the best song I've ever heard in my life. I love that fucking song so much. Thanks again, Nick Lowe.
So, tweet us when it gets old.
So
Storm Giants at the top.
Yeah, Storm Giants are at
along
the top.
With fire
and they're not evil.
And cloud.
They're not evil. Right. Yeah, Cloud Giants.
And hold on a second, though. When you say at the top, I mean, you're talking like...
They're huge.
They're like what, 35 feet tall?
50, 35, yeah.
Yeah, they're massive.
They are what is known in the game as colossal,
so they're like 5 or 6 times the size of like the average human being.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one that I'm guessing we're going to fight
Hill
at
giant?
This point, it would be a hill giant, and it's probably going to be a shitty... Like, hill giants are, like, kind of dumb giant babies, so I'm... They're still incredibly fucking dangerous, and probably too much for us to handle.
They're like Lenny from
about 12 feet tall?
No, like 9. Like, not even that big.
Oh, okay.
So there's hill giants.
That's still enormous.
No, I know. Yeah, it's
2 feet taller than... And in this world, where people aren't that big.
Yeah. Then there's taiga giants in Pathfinder. Yeah, there's
like the
fire giants.
Fire giants are also big. They're midway on the scale.
Yeah, and all the like hill giants, frost giants, fire giants, taiga giants,
stone giants. Also fairly
small. Stone giants.
Got some frost giants.
But frost giants, hill giants, fire giants, frost giants, all wicked, like all evil.
Do you guys have a mnemonic?
Stone giants are.
Roy G. Biv.
But stone giants are not inherently evil, which is important for our Rune Lords campaign.
Incidentally.
But I digress.
I think that a quick plug to Paizo, who wrote this wonderful adventure. You can check out more in the Giant Slayer's Handbook. I don't know
Player's
the number.
Player's Handbook.
No. There's a giant.
Oh, I'm sorry. Giant Hunter's Handbook.
Giant Hunter's Handbook. Yes. And then there's a Giant Slayer Player's Companion that you can also download and check out the scale.
You can also rent the movie Giants from 1956 with James Dean.
Is that the oil movie?
Yeah.
The oil.
Does he fight a hill giant? It's like,
it might come up in your Netflix queue. Like if
how
you're
many
watching.
Storm giants?
I see him with a leather jacket just walking up.
I've never seen it.
To a hill giant.
A giant called
cigarette
the
hanging out of his mouth.
Business.
I haven't seen it. I assume he fights giants. I don't know why else they'd call it that.
I've seen it, and it's fantastic. It's kind of like There Will Be Blood drew a lot from it, but that is somehow even less people listening to the podcast have seen it than the 13th Warrior from the previous episode we brought up. So,
yeah. Have you seen the Jurassic Park yet, Troy?
No. I'll be sure to let you know when I see it. Never.
Such an asshole.
Such a dick.
I was trying.
I'm never going to drop this until you see it.
I was just trying to think of a James Dean quote from Rebel Without a Cause. Oh, you're tearing me apart, hill giant! I did it!
You nailed it.
The guy made 3 movies and died.
Jim Backus as a hill giant, just yelling at him.
Isn't that Mr. Magoo?
That was his dad.
Roadhog!
Yeah, he played his dad in Rebel Without a Cause.
Great Christmas special, by the way. Mr. Magoo's Christmas special.
Amazing.
Really, yeah, it's fantastic, and I love
music by Julie Stein. Last aside.
I love how we're just stalling because we all know someone's going to die.
I know, I'm like, can we just not play like this time?
All right, let's. Did you clowns heal on the way over here?
I took care of that off air because it's so much less interesting than talking about James Dean movies. So I should let everybody know that there are. I use the Wand of Cure Light Wounds, which currently only has 5 charges
left. After having 24 when we started this battle.
Yep.
Also, and listening to an earlier episode where we fought the Flood Troll, I actually used one of my flare cartridges there. It just didn't hit. So that's why we thought when I used it the first time, it was the first time I made an appearance. So I'm actually out of flare cartridges.
And then the other thing, which we didn't take care of off air, which we probably should have, was some of that loot. You said that there were composite short bows.
There were indeed.
What are the strength rating on those?
Oh, nothing too significant. Let me just check. Does +3 strength do anything for you?
Are you kidding?
Yeah, they're all +3 strength.
Holy shit. That is Lork's strength, exactly. So basically...
Really?
Yeah. He has a 16 strength, so he gets a +3. So the composite short bow is... It adds your strength bonus to the damage. So it's a little harder to pull back, so it fires a little harder, and you get your strength bonus on the damage.
That's great. So what like awesome. Are you going to use that then instead of your longbow?
Like, yeah, for now. And look, the longbow has some sentimental value, so I'm not going to get rid of it entirely, but I'm not going
to
bring it into battle.
You're carrying like 10 weapons and 2
no,
bows.
No,
you have to be heavily encumbered.
No. I let it go, the longbow, but I'm going to come back and get it later. But I got short bow, long spear, and masterwork battle axe.
What
That's
did
all.
You do with the falchion? You dropped it?
Yeah, when I got the masterwork battle axe.
Yeah, and like obviously in other
That's
when you're
still
doing like
to the teeth.
Dungeon crawling and whatnot, and you defeat an encounter, then you loot the bodies. That all right, you found 2 falchions, 2 things. This is the middle of like a war, so I'm assuming you're not going to be able to take 3 hide armors, 3 falchions, 3 bows, and become waddling up to the Hope Spring with all this stuff. It just doesn't
just
make
baby
sense.
Carriaging. bring a bunch of falchions.
Until somebody has a handy haversack, I'm assuming you only take what you need, and you draw. Like, if the hide armor was better than somebody's other armor, they ripped it off, put on the hide armor, and that was it.
Yeah.
And you left it behind.
Can we, like, pee on it, like, where it is, so that people know that it's ours and don't touch it?
Do you want to make sure there's no alchemical substance on it before you pee on it?
Okay. Roll perception.
Galabras pees on it.
A little too risky.
All right, so...
Gormley pops a squat.
So you guys,
good God!
Nothing you marks Mark's treasure like witch urine.
All right, we've sufficiently stalled long enough. I'm just going to take you back in time, 44 episodes, but probably only a couple hours of game time. You were at Roderick's funeral. The war horn sounded. Trunau was under attack. You go. You see Brynja about to be strung up. Lork intimidates the cleric or whatever, the clergyman, takes her down. You guys get into the inner quarter. You see all the medics, just your friends and other guards, just half dead, and they're trying to piece people back together, healing them. There's that big fight with Sarah Morninghawk. You go to the bar and have all that stuff, and then the tower with the guy beating his drum, and then you go through the purple smoke, and man, you guys have really been through a lot. Now that I think about it, the beast tamer comes out and lets loose the dogs of war on you guys, and then you hear Urnsel and the other dude almost get fucked. Baron almost dies, and then you come out, Lork's son murdered. You guys wipe out 5 more orcs, and then 8 what was it, like a 14 round fight with 4 waves.
It was about 17 rounds.
After bombardiers,
I think we killed about 17 orcs.
Monitor lizard. You finally get all that done. Then you rush to the Hope Spring, light the beacon from afar using Gormley's spark. And then you hear like orcs retreating and whatnot, but the battle is still raging on. They tell you, get to the Barterstones, get to the Barterstones. You go to the Barterstones, you wipe out these 3 bombardiers, not before Lork is launched 50 feet through the air and almost murdered. Be it not for some shitty rolling.
The luck of Desna. You know, I was thinking.
Yeah.
It might have a little something to do with Desna. Lork might owe some.
Yeah, Desna is some, watching over us. A little residual luck, like...
Yeah,
you did touch him at the beginning of the.
He did. So the battle. Lork might owe some offerings to Desna. Mm.
Mm. Now, have we talked about the Hope Spring before?
I don't think. I mean, briefly when you were talking about lighting the Hope Spring beacon, but again, it was in a situation where it was so intense. We were just trying to get there and light the beacon,
right?
But the actual Hope Spring, like to me, there's a difference between the Hope Spring,
right? And the beacon was just a pile of wood nearby,
right?
But the Hope Spring itself is
it's spelled.
It is a fresh, both a fresh and reliable spring that wells up from deep within Bloodmarch Hill. Before cascading down into a small waterfall down into the town's reservoir in Lower Trunau. And Trunau actually gets all its fresh water from the Hope Spring.
This is probably why they built the town here, I would imagine.
Right. They said its existence is the reason the town was founded here in the first place.
Yeah.
Nice job.
It's all
sounds like a bottle cap.
All civilizations around water, yeah.
All right, you get a bottle cap.
Talked him into it.
Skid's got one channel left, so
we're going to need it.
You guys know what you got for spells and everything and whatnot? Or what's left?
Yeah, not much.
A lot left. It's probably pretty easy to...
we're going in bare bones all right. The hardest fight of the whole thing.
So you guys...
Oh, actually, I'm going to cast Aid on Joe... on Lorik, which is my second level domain spell.
Well, make sure you wait until we see like the giant, right? I mean,
it lasts for like a while, so
it only lasts 1 minute per level.
Well, it's 3 minutes. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so let's.
Well, I don't want to run into combat and like that be my combat action.
Man. No, I understand. I think that one of the things we've said in the past was you could like set up like an instinct action, which is like the next time he sees immediate danger or an encounter.
When I know that like danger's really close, I will cast it just so it's not in combat.
And
you know?
That danger you could probably deduce would be a giant from all the steps we've seen all over the place. So probably say giant size danger before you do that.
Also the fact that the people on the tower, didn't they say giant?
Nope, didn't hear it.
It's a giant.
That was a clue.
They were speaking okay.
So the Hope Spring kind of like rolls down this waterfall into the town's reservoir.
Right. So the area of the Hope Spring is actually lower than the hill that makes up that Upper Trunau is built on, which is Bloodmarch Hill. And there's a waterfall that
and we
leads
were up
down into this giant you know, kind of, we'll call it a lake.
And we were up in Upper Trunau for like the funeral and stuff, right? Isn't the commons in upper on top of the hill?
And back at the episode one, the whole festival that happened, the Hope Knife ceremony,
that was on top
that was up as well.
But now we're at the bottom of the
hill. So you guys have made your way through town, down, and now you, to get to the Hope Spring, you've got to come back in, because you guys had left to go to the Bardistone, so you've got to come back in through the main
gate
and come along the road. You guys are running through houses, some of which are burnt, bodies everywhere, orcs and humans alike.
Toddlers.
A couple of halflings.
Filled with weapons.
Dead children everywhere.
Oh. You happy now, Joe?
Chock full of axes.
No, I got my axe out.
Oh, you did? Okay.
And you guys get to the Hope Spring. Couple of things, you see.
No.
So you come down this road.
First off, the Hope Spring.
And there is a gigantic lake in front of you, which you know to be the Hope Spring.
The reservoir.
The reservoir, yes. And you would say, oh, it's 50 feet, 60 feet wide at its widest part.
Mm-hmm.
And on the far right, you can see the water, you know, a small 10-foot wide waterfall coming down from upper Trunau, filling this basin of the reservoir. In the distance, you see a giant. And make sure you
on
check out...
On the other side of the water?
Make sure you check out the tumbler, because this is what this mofo looks like.
Whoa.
That is not a hill giant.
What the fuck is that thing?
Holy shit.
It's green. It has huge, like, mammoth tusks.
It's like Hulk fucked a mammoth.
I want to see it again. That was too fast. Oh, my God.
Yeah, describe it. It just looks like...
It looks like it has mammoth tusks.
No. It looks like Blanka from Street Fighter.
It does.
On crazy roids and 10 feet tall.
It's got an orange hair, like,
stegosaurus tusks.
Yeah. With huge mammoth tusks.
And
does it have like
teeth.
a mutant arm on the right side?
It's
like
holding a chain.
No, that's another photo in the background.
Okay.
But it is, in this picture, it's holding a chain. Funny you should mention that, Galabras, because it has four chains attached to it. One to each of its legs, one to each of its arms.
We're fighting Kratos.
At the end of each chain is... an orc.
What? Oh, it's going to throw orcs at us.
So there are two orcs.
Oh, this is just across the, on the other side of the reservoir, on the shore, on the
far,
other side?
Far, far on the other side of the reservoir. So at least you're, I don't know, 60, 70 feet away.
I love this.
Orc, the giant. He has two orcs attached to chains to his arms. And then there are two of those beast tamery looking orcs standing in front of it, attached to two chains at its legs. Everybody roll a perception check.
Oh, my God. Oh, so I get a bonus here because...
You're in a town now.
Favorite enemy is the giant. Perception checks as well.
Galabras has a 12.
22 for Lork.
What it's worth.
24 for Baron.
18 for Gormley.
Make sure you check out the Tumblr because there's two great photos of this. Look at that.
Oh, my God.
Amazing photo.
I am so sorry you guys are not looking at this art right now because it's so cool.
Go to the Tumblr right now.
Stop the episode. Go to the top.
Okay, we're back.
Are you looking?
It's just amazing. It's got the picture of the giant, and he's got chains around his neck that are leading down to two guys and then two around the arm.
It's Paizo has professional artists doing this.
Who knew?
It's incredible.
Badass.
Like real things.
So, yeah, two orcs attached to the arms, two orcs attached to the legs. Who rolled the highest perception and what was it?
Baron,
what'd you roll?
24.
Anybody else in the 20s?
22 for Lork.
Very good. So Baron and Lork notice behind the cave, the giant, is what looks to be a cave. It has not been there before. Lork, you would know this because you live in this area. That hasn't been there before. It looks like it's been smashed straight through by this war machine.
You're right.
Of the orcs.
Aha.
They're digging.
And what is slightly
There's
left
gold in them thar hills.
Behind the now opening in Blood March Hill is what remains of a little bit of graffiti of those white swords.
They were using the graffiti to mark the shit they were digging.
That's what I said.
And Galabras gets a bottle cap.
Yeah.
You called that like 10 episodes ago.
Oh, yes. I'm so happy.
They're working their way to the sanctuary.
Troy, had you...
Like a fucking... like a bank heist. The rocket exactly. right into the vault had, yeah. under the
Had
sanctuary.
You read far enough into the adventure to know that when he called it?
Had I read far enough?
Yeah, I don't know.
Troy knows everything.
I immediately made a note. I said, when this moment happens, remember to give Skid a bottle cap because he called it like way in advance.
Hey, yeah. I'm so proud of myself.
So remember when you guys were in the basement of the Plague House? There was like... when you fought the Shadow Rats, there was a tunnel.
Yeah, they were digging a tunnel.
They were digging a tunnel there, and it just sort of ended. And there was a priestess or whatever lying
on the ground.
That
was the other thing I was going to bring up, is we never got an explanation for it. It was a priest of Nulgrith who had been murdered.
Right.
And was dead for a while. I mean, never got any explanation for what he was doing there, what happened there. So that's something I think that might be significant, too, that we never really were able to...
Sounds like out. You're working towards another future bottle cap.
But hang on. Let's talk about this for a minute. So if there's a priest of Nulgrith, they're at the dig. Is it possible that Trunau was built on some, like, important orc thing? Yeah.
That was like an
orc graveyard, or
an important artifact.
I was thinking artifact.
Similar
to like a Native American sacred site
or whatever, and we build a town
on top of it without knowing.
Yeah. So only has Trunau been this like bastion of humanity in the middle of this orc stronghold, but it's been on top of this artifact.
Dare I say, by the way, that the Hold of Belkson is built around a former Sky Citadel that the dwarves lost.
Is that true?
That is true.
Okay.
That's where their current main city is, where they rule everything.
Oh, that's right. I read that in the Gazetteer, the Belkson Gazetteer.
I read it in the Dwarves of Galarian Paizo companion book.
Nerdist! Oh, you're such a loser.
So, there might be some...
Gold in them there hills.
There's something under there.
Well, who's got knowledge local to try and figure out?
I do.
We all do now. It's pretty low for Lork, but for a cop, got an 8.
19 for Gormley.
21 for Galabras.
19 for Baron.
You know, I'm glad Lork is an adventurer because he was a terrible cop.
I know.
I guess
it was not in Lork's most recent paperwork.
didn't come across his
about,
desk.
About just distinguishing giants, but everyone except Lork knows this to be a cave giant.
I have never heard of those.
Mm.
Ooh.
We talked about so many times.
Yeah, we
of
talked
giants.
About so many giants, and we didn't cover cave giants. So what size is it, Troy? How large is it?
Yeah. Oh, it's 11 feet high.
Oh, no. These guys, there has to be some sort of connection to the Darklands. There has to be some sort of connection. Anyway.
What do we know about them? Do we know anything about them?
Who rolled the 21?
I rolled over 20. I rolled 20 something.
You rolled over 20
22,
as well.
I think.
I rolled 21, I think.
You know that they also have ferocity.
Giant ferocity?
Stay on the other side of the lake, please.
And so you do the math and you think that this was probably like a baby giant that was stolen from its nest and raised by these orcs, but raised in captivity and like tortured.
See, I had it completely reversed. I thought that it tied the orcs to it and was like, you are my slaves, but it's the other way around. The orcs are holding it as a slave and using it as an ant, like a herd animal.
This is
basically
like the cave troll in Fellowship of the Ring.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It is.
Or in Harry Potter
one. This is a cave giant.
So check it out. The hope spring here is pretty wide, as you can see, and it also costs 2 squares of movement to move through each area of the blue. Oh,
so wait. So it's not too deep. It's like you can walk through it.
Well, a giant. Could.
You can walk through it. It's gonna.
It's just 2 squares.
It's like
of
a
movement.
Bog almost. So it slows you down walking.
So
through.
This thing is just gonna keep slowly walking towards us. As we watch.
As we take shots at it?
With our composite short bows?
Yeah.
Or will it? And now look, I mean, seriously, I can't even do the math, but it's 50, 60 feet away, and that's going to take rounds for you to get there, unless somebody, and you should double move.
Our favorite sound effects app, Sirenscape, has some giant footsteps. If you hear
what
that sounds like.
I can't wait to hear this.
He's not moving yet.
Well, I mean, we saw him come out. I mean, it shakes the very earth.
Wow. Do you know what this reminds me of?
What?
Jurassic Park.
Oh, wait. Oh!
You know, the scene in Jurassic? Oh no, you don't know.
Only assholes.
He doesn't get that. Right.
Well, you know what? Let's Jurassic roll for initiative.
Here we go.
The initiative of your lives.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh boy, the old giant killer. Looks like he rolled well. All right, over 20?
21.
24.
For the Lork Master.
For Baron. Gormley.
14.
14 for Gormley.
A Gormley.
And what about you, Gal?
Six.
Six.
I rolled a six.
I rolled a six.
Okay.
That horse knows what I'm talking about.
Let the combat with the giant begin!
Lorik is ready to do some giant hunting.
Galabras is pissing himself in retrospect.
Baron, you are up.
Yeah, and this is rough for the
correct
gun.
Correct me if I'm wrong, that gun does not have a far range.
Yeah, see, this is where the bow is a little bit better.
Oh, was I able to cast aid before?
Yes, yes.
Okay, well, let me roll your temp. So aid is a second level domain spell that I have because of my luck domain, so it's a special spell that I get from my particular luck aspect of Desna, and it will give Lork a plus one to his two hit rolls and to his saves against fear effects, so it'll make him a little more resistant to fear, and 1d8 temporary hit points, so it makes him a little stronger, and those hit points are taken off before his regular hit points. So I'm going to roll hit points.
Roll high.
Now, 1d8
plus
three.
Nice.
Roll high. Roll high.
Five.
Oh! Better than nothing. I'll take it. Hey, you know, you might be turning Lork for Desna, I gotta say.
I mean,
this
hey,
is,
this you
is
know,
huge.
I don't want to proselytize, but if I can do Desna's work on Earth and set an example that way, that's all I want to know. All
right,
like Skid or Galabras?
Skid,
yeah,
his girlfriend.
I Skid in real life worship Desna.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys, can't come out today. It's Desna's birthday.
It's not a holiday.
All right, Baron. Baron with a gun. What's the range on a
Baron
gun?
Baron Von, 20-foot range.
The question is, what's the range on the grenades we just picked up?
Good question.
Good question.
It comes in 10-foot increments. So at 10 feet, you get your full attack bonus plus your dex bonus. And then for every 10 feet after that, you take a minus one. It looks like these guys
get less accurate as it gets farther away.
Which makes sense.
Yeah, makes sense.
These guys are about, I don't know, 60. I think the beast tamers in front that are controlling the legs are at least 60 feet away. So you would take a minus five. The first 10 feet, you get your full. And then every 10 feet after that, you take a minus five. Now, the other thing is...
You don't take a minus five every 10 feet.
No. That's what I said. I'm saying... but
so you'll
the
take
other
a minus
thing
five total.
Is, since this is a weapon that does splash damage, if you miss, it goes in a direction equal to the increments that you threw it. So it's never going to do splash damage, really, because it's going to fly. If it misses them, it's going to fly off 50, 60 feet.
Yeah,
in
so you're
direction.
So far away that if you miss, you're going to miss by a lot.
And it makes sense. I mean, you guys aren't, this isn't your jam, so you're like, all right, I hope this works.
Actually, you know, I would take into account, and this is something, this is just me talking, if I was DMing, like, I would take into account how much you missed by. If you missed by 1 point,
yeah.
You know, I might be like, oh, it misses like, by two like, squares or something. You know,
yeah,
what I mean,
I've got,
it's like this
I've got nothing
it misses
else to
by 25 feet.
Right.
You barely miss, and it goes like 30 feet over their heads.
Right.
So, as someone who has played through so many Final Fantasy games, having so many unused expendables that I thought I was going to save up for a sweet battle.
Oh, I'm in that club, man.
I am going to throw caution to the wind, and we had to make it through this battle before we could even think about using these things again. And we're fighting a goddamn enslaved giant with orcs tied by chains to it. So, until it's within 20 feet of me where I can effectively shoot it with my pistol, I'm going to throw these
grenades.
Sweet grenades.
Throw
we got
everything.
And the alchemist
like
fires.
Toss them.
So I'm gonna let Skid look at my tablet while I roll for the range on a fuse grenade.
And you're rolling to hit which orc or a giant?
Giant.
So you're rolling to hit the giant.
And I don't know if this is just against regular AC, I guess, but...
Mm-hmm. Well, it would be its flat-footed
it's,
AC.
It's touch AC, though, right?
Yeah, I would. What would it?
No,
either
it's,
way.
It's flat-footed because you
what
got.
What did I just roll?
26.
26.
Whoa!
Is that a critical?
It isn't. No, it's a 19. Unless the
No. Nice try, Grant.
All right, you hit the giant with the grenade.
Yeah.
2d6.
That giant is fucked up.
Yeah, and they all take splash damage. All the orcs take
and
splash
damage.
I did 11 damage.
Oh my god!
Nice. 11 on a 2d6.
Wow. And everybody else takes 2 points of splash damage.
Phenomenal throw!
Boom!
What an opening gambit!
Way to start. And because it's the first round, and Baron went before the giant that he's attacking, that was against his flat-footed AC. But at a 26, that was going to probably hit anything.
Holy shit!
Radius.
I can't believe it.
All right, Lork is going to. He sees. You know, he's not going to wade across this river anytime soon. He sees they all just took explosion damage, so he's going to shoot his new. He ditched that longbow that was so fucking terrible last week and go with the new composite short bow with the strength bonus. Pulls back.
It's like Odysseus's bow.
Tell me who you're aiming for.
He's firing for the giant. He's shooting for the giant because it's his favorite enemy. So he gets a +2 to the attack, which actually exactly undoes the penalty for firing twice. So he's firing twice at full bonus.
Oh, excellent. Wow. Okay.
So first shot, 19 to hit.
That is a hit.
Yes. And 9 damage. I'm sorry, eight damage.
Eight damage. Ooh. Okay.
Second shot, natty 20.
No fucking way. No fucking way.
All right. All
roll
right.
Roll to confirm.
By the way, I already rolled the damage die. It's a 5 out of 6. So let's just see if I can confirm it. That's a 17 to confirm.
Did not confirm.
Damn it. All right. Flat-footed? So that's 8. Oh, flat footed.
Yeah, it still did not confirm.
Wow.
It's so weird you would lie, Troy. It's so weird you would lie.
Right here.
I can tell when he's lying. It's because.
Well, here's what I'll tell you. It has the same flat footed AC as its regular AC because of
its dex bonus.
Because it's not. It's a lumbering slow. Yeah. Wait. I'm sorry. Back up. I said 8 damage on the first one, right?
Yes.
10 damage. Because on this Rangers one? On the first hit.
Oh, okay.
Rangers get +2 to damage against their favorite enemy, too. I forgot about that.
All right.
So the second one is another 10 damage.
Oh, you get 5 plus 5?
5 plus 3 plus another two for the Rangers' favorite enemy. So
fucking 20 damage! You guys have already done 31 points of damage.
Oh, my God. That was fucking sick.
That is fucking clutch.
And you don't take any range penalties from being that far away.
No. No, not with a bow. Like, his gun does. But a bow, it's like 100 feet before you start taking penalties. And you see, that's where the difference comes in. It's like, guns are way more powerful than bows close up. But when you get far away, a bow can still...
Joe, bad news. He was actually in melee combat with all of his work.
Yeah, sorry, that's going to be a -4.
That's going to be a cumulative -4, so it's -16 to
so
hit.
So, in the first round, the first two combatants, Baron and Lork, have already done 31 damage to this cave giant. He's that's thrashing around with the chains.
Baron had a jump in the air to high five. And I'm like a foot taller than Joe in real life.
Are you moving on your turn?
Not a foot.
I'll take a 5 foot step forward.
5 foot
can
step
you
forward.
With taking two shots?
Yeah, full round action. You can also take a 5 foot step. Yep,
gotta love the 5 foot step.
I will. Fuck, it's too late. Forget about it.
Gormley, talk to me.
Should I throw a grenade?
I mean, go for it.
Yeah,
just do what you want to do. Do it.
You can't hex, right?
I can't hex from this range.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, throw a grenade, dude.
Until they close, I mean, we might as well just use these.
Throw a grenade for you.
So we take it's an 8.
It misses. It ends up. It hits the waterfall 50 feet away. It immediately goes out.
You can throw grenades, but just don't go chasing it.
All right. So now there's.
Don't go chasing.
There was a minus 5 at this ranger.
So that's 2 down. So we have 4 grenades left.
Okay. So the two beast tamers that are on the legs, they release their chains from the legs of the giant and start rushing at you guys across the river. Meanwhile, the cave giant grabs a boulder at his feet and hurls it in the direction of Lork.
Oh.
Natty 20.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ.
And then he throws a catapult right at Lork.
Did not confirm.
Thank God.
Never confirm. A giant boulder comes flying at Lork. And it does.
He was too busy aiming his bow.
7 points of damage. Which is sound effects now.
Does 2 points of damage. Thank you, Desna, for the aid.
Aha!
See those 5 temporary hit points come off first.
Temporary hit points.
So how do those work? If once they get hit, once he loses them, they don't come back?
Oh, god damn it. No, I forgot to add the 8 into the confirm crit. Oh, no. That's
if
right.
If I was 1 point away, but whatever. My fault.
The giant threw the rock and also begins to move. The beast tamers, you see, have now, with their double move, they moved through probably halfway through the spring, and the giant is closing behind them.
And the other two orcs are staying, keeping them on the chains.
The other two orcs, you get the sense that they are...
They're getting dragged along getting with the giant.
They're trying like to control him.
Yeah, like
they're
a muscled dog.
They're like, move, move!
Down the street.
They're telling him to move left, move right, move this leg. So they're trying to control him, but he is pissed. And it is going to be Galabras' turn.
I, as Galabras, I'm going to start casting... Summon Monster 2.
Oh,
this is new shit.
Summon Monster 2?
Yes, I'm going to use
We haven't seen this shit.
My second level spell, I'm going to cast Summon Monster 2. And just wait and see what I end up summoning.
Well, when did you get a second level spell?
At third level.
At third level.
You didn't... Did you get access to your... You didn't get access
no,
to those.
No, you're right, you didn't. You're right, you're right.
Well, then you don't get 8, then.
Oh well, I didn't use it. So.
Oh no, I did but for the hit points.
The hit points.
We'll lose those hit points.
I thought we got the.
You got back all of your spells you already used, but you don't get any of those third level.
He's right.
Actually, I think that he should get 8 because that is a domain spell. He knows it every day.
I said, yeah. you get all your.
And I also
your
like.
Powers.
I don't need a full night's rest to like get my spells either, as a cleric.
Right. How long do you need? Because you've had.
I need an hour.
Yeah. He still stipulated it though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To bounce.
But I think that you could argue for aid.
Because, yeah, I think aid is fine.
What I said was you get all your powers, you just don't it really just affected the casters. You get all your powers, you just don't get your
new spells
that you haven't rested yet. Even though it would only take you an hour, there's just been too much battle.
All right, well I'm out. That's
I'm
it.
Sorry.
Yeah, wait, see
you reached my threshold like already. Like that's it.
I knew it.
That's it. I'm walking out. All right.
I knew it.
Sorry.
That would have been
it's so funny because like this is already like such a difficult combat to hamstring us even further by doing shit like that. It's chicken shit like that.
It's
sadistic. So
shit.
Ridiculous.
It's
so sadistic.
Clear.
All right. I'll calm down. It's okay. Everybody.
Shoot with a horse tranquilizer.
I know you guys at home, you would have loved to see a fucking octopus, but what can I tell you?
Oh, it would have been an octopus.
You know, wait, Skid, we do have a scroll of Summon Monster 1.
That's true. That
and
won't give me an octopus, but
I know it, and I don't. Do you know it? Because we could just.
I could use it.
Yeah. There
so
you go.
I start using the scroll of Summon Monster 1.
Okay, so you begin reading. All right, round 2.
The 2,
Baron.
How far away is the giant from us now?
Oh, it's about 30, 35, 40 feet away.
And the closest orc to us is 20 feet away?
No. It's 25 feet away from Lork, so it's about 30 feet away from...
So I take a -2 to that?
35.
So I'm going to throw the next grenade at the...
No, you take a -3 to it, because it's between 30 and 40 away from you. You can move up.
I'll take a 5-foot step forward and...
You need 10 feet, and then you can throw for -2 as opposed to
but
-3.
But you have to light it
with a move action.
Right, or you could throw the alchemist fire for no without lighting it.
I'm going to throw it at the foremost orc.
Okay.
And try to, yeah, really hurt him.
Do it.
Okay. Another fuse grenade.
11.
11 plus favored enemy orc, 8, 19.
19?
-3.
-3?
16.
Hits.
16 hits.
Wait, 18 minus 3 is 15.
Yeah, it still hits.
I can't believe, did I say 16 too? I think we did this the same wrong math at the same time.
8 points of damage.
Ooh.
Against the foremost orc and 2 to everyone else.
Those grenades are sick!
I like the grenades.
Okay.
And can I do a perception to see how that orc looks now?
He looks okay because he rolled a reflex save, so he only took half damage.
Oh, the reflex saves we didn't get an opportunity to take when you were throwing them at us.
All reflex
and
save.
All the time.
I don't think
get it all
you,
out.
You
get it all out.
There's a lot of
get
reflexes.
It all out. You get your reflex save if you get hit by it.
And Troy and misses
none of my bombardiers
hit you. Mostly because he sucks.
This is a hostile room.
Here's the question, too. Based on their
hostile
range.
Hostile rum.
Hostile rum.
Yes.
Lork, you're up.
All right, Lork the York is going to favorite enemy fire twice. Composite, new composite short bow at the giant. Oh, 22 to hit.
22 hits.
Oh, 9 damage.
Yeah. Oh, brother.
Oh, he fires again. Oh, 19 to hit.
19 hits?
Yes! 10 damage.
Yes!
6 on a D6.
So how many points of damage have we dealt that giant?
Upwards of 40.
43 at this point.
Lork is hitting his favorite enemy like a beat. Wait. I'm sorry.
You do your numbers correct.
It's 11. It's plus 2, not plus 1. So it's 6 plus 3 for the composite, plus 2 for the favorite enemy. So it's 11.
Nicely done. The giant, not happy.
Displeased.
Because he's dead?
It is Gormley's turn.
Actually, I'm going to take a 5-foot step back since it's clear that no one else is moving up. So I'm going to take. I'll be like, all right, is this what we're doing? We're back, all right.
Where are you going?
I'll back up.
Yes, let's go into the difficult to navigate water.
Okay, Gormley.
Oh, man. That new short bow is fucking sick.
Yeah, that's some bad
damage. I've actually rolled higher than 13 every time with that new bow.
So how far away am I from the giant?
Too far to hex.
Too far to hex.
Yeah.
But how far could I move?
Yeah, you can move up to the water's edge.
Move up to the water's edge, and then you're within range.
Move up to the water's edge.
Into the water.
I'm going to hex the giant for his evil eye for his saves.
Evil eye? Oh, you're setting something up. What is a, what's a will save?
Will save.
Oh, he passed.
He passed. Okay, so for one round, minus 2 to your saving throws.
Minus 2 to the giant saves.
Ah, interesting.
Curious.
For one round.
Curious move.
It's like Gormley is setting something up.
Okay, the beast tamers go. The first one throws a javelin at Gormley. 16 to hit.
Misses.
Second one throws a javelin at Lork. 18 to hit.
Hits.
Hits Lork with a javelin for 4 points of damage.
Oof.
Okay, and now, giant.
Ouch.
The giant moves up a regular move.
So they're about 15 feet away from the water's edge on our side.
And once again, Gormley is in front.
And all of a sudden, he swings with one arm.
An orc.
With an orc attached to it at Gormley.
Oh, no.
Wait, so he's swinging an orc at me?
He's swinging an orc on a chain with a 20-foot reach.
Again.
At Gormley.
Wait, he's going to hit Gormley with an orc?
He's going to hit Gormley with an orc at the end of a chain. Well, he's going to try to. 19.
Again, Gormley in the vanguard of our formation.
19 hits.
Yikes. So this, oh my god, this orc just comes swinging at you. And you take 12 points of damage. As it hits you, you notice that the orc on the end of the chain also starts blacking out.
Whoa. Damn. This shit's getting orked up.
So he took as much damage as he dealt.
Oh. Yes.
Oh. All right, okay. So what happens to the actual orc? Does he land a couple feet away? Or?
The orc is still dangling from the end of the chain.
So he comes back to where he started?
Yeah, so it's kind of like a whip.
Like a whip. Oh, that guy got
brings
fucked
down,
up.
And you just see like a half-dead orc at the end of the chain.
This is insane. I've never seen a combatant use his allies. Well, I guess they're not allies, really, but other bodies as attacking instruments.
And this this giant is just like, you can see he has lost, he has taken all control
of
the situation.
Oh, he's bloody, yeah, he's bloody.
And it is Galabras' turn.
It's funny, like, watching this play out, I'm thinking of, like, the Patty Hearst situation.
Jesus.
I was remembering like when she robbed that bank and like she's throwing the other members of the Symbionese Liberation Army at the bank tellers, but with a chain on them. It's the exact same thing.
I don't remember that part.
Yeah. You don't know your history.
I gotta look it up.
Watch Jurassic Park, for Christ's sake.
Was Patty Hearst in that?
She earned to. Yeah.
So Galabras, having cast his scroll of some of Monster
Oh,
One,
yeah!
Now, you're gonna have to deal with a fucking celestial dolphin. I hope you're ready for this jelly, okay? A fucking celestial dolphin.
I don't think you're ready for this jelly.
I don't think he is either.
So a beautiful dolphin comes out. Where does it come out?
A heavenly dolphin right in front of the giant, and it bites him. Or whatever it does.
Right in his dick.
How do you do a dolphin
sound? That was it. I think that was good.
You gotta, yeah. That's pretty good.
That's a goat. I don't know.
Yeah.
Use your echolocation.
The dolphin rolled a... I'm sorry, looking at the stats here. Dolphin rolled a 10, so it probably like, poked at him with its bottle nose.
You get out of my sea. Get out of my hope spring.
I hope this is salt water.
I hope it's fresh water.
He must be. Honestly, he must be. I was going to say, Troy made him sound so nice, and he must be so nice. He's a celestial dolphin.
I know.
Not just like a regular dolphin. They're already nice.
It's a dolphin. It's like Flipper, like as cool as Flipper was an earthly dolphin. Like this must be.
This is a heavenly dolphin.
A dolphin right from fucking heaven.
We're just filled with its joy.
Yeah. Sparkling, like, yeah. All right, so it fails. So, but now I get to act.
Yes.
As Galabras, and I will give my final bit of luck to Bit of Lork.
To Bit of
Lork.
All
right. All right.
All right, round three. So far, so good. So far, so good. Skid almost killed me, but there's one dead orc.
Knight's still young.
Knight's still young. Baron, you're up.
Baron does a perception check on the orc that was flung at Gormley to see if it is alive, an orc ferocity, that type of thing. Is that okay?
Sure.
He rolls a 16.
16.
I confirm it was a 16.
He appears to... he's going to probably die this round.
Okay, so I don't have any more up close and deadly.
You don't?
No, yeah, because
I used my grit.
That captain last episode kept not going below zero, remember?
Right. That's right.
He was a sturdy bastard.
Oh, yes.
Unless he did something daring. So I could do...
You could do something daring. You could just run right in front. No, yeah, actually, you can't.
Do you get points for doing something stupid?
That's such a good question.
I'm gonna
I'll give you a point to try to stay alive after doing something stupid.
I'm going
to
stay... I'm going to move I'm going to move right behind Lork, which is like a 5-foot step, right?
So you move back.
You were already right behind Lork.
Okay, so I'm going to move shoulder to shoulder with Lork. I'm going to take a -2 to throw at the giant our last fuse grenade.
Okay.
Don't hit my dolphin.
Oh, that misses so hard. That is a 10.
All right, so roll a D8. Roll a D8 because you're only two away.
Seven.
So actually, the Lork and the Lork.
This is so bad.
You're racist.
Even I'm racist.
You are
this
racist.
This orc in the back takes the splash damage.
Right. That's the one that was on the chain.
Yeah. So he takes two.
Is he dead?
No. It's not. No, it is not. That's a beast tamer. You walked past. You had the orc, the giant, walk past
you
the
are
beast
correct.
Tamers.
All right, so the guy in the back takes 2 points of splash damage.
This is a guy who threw a javelin at us.
Right.
He takes
correct,
2 points
correct.
Of splash damage.
All right. Nice work.
My first miss.
Lork machine.
Okay, Lork is going to take that bit of luck out for a spin and go for two shots.
Two shots.
Business will guide your hand.
Just
here we go.
One bow.
First one, 13 to hit.
That is a miss.
Damn.
Hits the dead orc on the end of the chain.
not hanging. Oh my god. I rolled a 2 and a 3 on 2 d20s.
Fuck you, Desna.
I guess this bow is, this composite short bow has the same luck as the other
one. As soon as I got the bit of luck, that's crazy.
Fuck, man. That's my last one.
What shitty luck. All right, so then, Lork, you move up.
This is not
just 5 feet.
5 foot step.
Yeah.
You're just kind of like 5 feet up, 5 feet back. All right, Gormley, the -2 to saves would end on your turn, depending on what you do.
Gormley is going to hex the giant with misfortune.
Yes.
Only once a day, right?
Only once a day on one creature.
All right, we'll save natty 20.
But you got to roll again.
That's right.
No, no, wait, you don't. Sorry.
Just a bottle cap. Does someone want to use their bottle cap?
No, it's too late.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, natty 20. I'm sorry, buddy.
Shit. All right, so Gormley.
I fucking hate misfortune, man.
Yeah, Gormley is going to.
I'll love it as soon as it hits, though.
Yeah, I know.
It's the best thing ever. Gormley is going to get very still. Her arms are going to drop down by her side, and she is going to raise up into the air 20 feet above the ground.
Wait a minute.
Is that an at-will power?
It's a move action.
Move action.
You can just levitate as a move action?
Once a day.
That's insane! How high up do you go?
I can do 20 feet at a time. So for right now, 20 feet in the air.
So you go 20 feet.
Straight up into the air.
Straight up into the air.
She's going to play Quidditch! She's going for the snitch!
She's going for the snitch!
Wow.
Oh, so bold.
I don't get any of those references because I also didn't watch that garbage.
Oh my god.
Okay. I stopped after like the third one. I didn't really like it.
So this is round three, you said, Troy? We're in round four now.
All of you.
That was round three.
Disgust me.
How far away was I from the giant when I...
10 feet. 15 feet.
You were 15 feet
away. Okay, cool.
Okay. It is now the Beast Tamer's turn. Okay, so they start flanking to either side of the two orcs that are on the hand chains of the giant. So they flank their way around, pull out another javelin. First one goes at Baron. 22.
Oh,
miss!
No.
First javelin does 5 points of damage. And then the other one comes and fires at Galabras.
Oh, boy.
Ooh!
20 to hit.
Sneaky fucking Russians.
I can't find my pencil, so I can't take the hit points off.
Sorry, Troy. We'll have to do this next session.
Yeah. These are the orcs, right?
So this is, I default, no hit points. Okay, I found, all right, sorry.
So they come around. One of them, choom, hits Baron. And then the other guy comes around. Hits Galabras for 9 points of damage. Max.
Fuck.
Max javelin.
4 points of damage.
Oh, he hits you right in the situation. Oh, ow. That sounds hideous.
I'm sure like knocks the wind like out of him, like hits him right in the kidneys. Like,
so now the cave giant here has a dolphin right in front of him. Does a full attack action provoke from the dolphin?
If it's ranged and not at the dolphin, then yes.
It's not ranged because he's swinging chains, two of them directly at Lork.
Wait.
20
feet
away. No.
20 feet away, I did the math.
Then that does provoke from the dolphin.
It's not ranged. It's considered melee here. It says melee, two chains. Oh, it just has it's like a reach weapon with melee. It's got these orcs with chains. The first one with the half-dead orc on it.
That sounds like the worst fetish video ever.
Hits Lork with a 20.
Sounds like an expert.
27
videos to my right.
Oh, that hits. Yeah.
So this one, you see a dead orc come flying at you for 13 points of damage.
What the? It's dead, and it does 13 points.
The body just crunched into you, and then the second chain comes around at Lork, and you can't help but think, had Gormley not levitated up. Perhaps he would be the one. She would be the one getting hit. This one misses.
Thank God.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Lork is not high on hit points.
And the orc that was at the end.
It's not too low. It's not death.
The orc that hit you, after it hits you, it flies off the chain.
Oh, good, good, good.
Okay, well,
good.
That's good.
So, and it flies off the chain and just ends up in the Hope Spring.
I thought that
dead.
Orc was off the chain when I first saw him.
Snap.
It's the dolphin.
Okay, sorry. I'm trying to fish my Roman dice out of my fucking bag. I'm going to channel. But first, the enraged heavenly dolphin. don't attack my friends. I'm from heaven.
You see it translate what I just did?
And it missed.
And it does a trick. It flips. And everybody claps.
Dolphin.
The giant's like, that was
fucking, fucking useless piece of shit, Dolphin.
Baron turns to Lork and says, have you ever seen blackfish? Have you seen how they treat those creatures at SeaWorld?
I rescued him from SeaWorld.
From heaven? You stole him from his heaven.
Wait. You think a better life for this dolphin would be to fight a fucking giant?
Absolutely. At least it has agency.
And a poisoned? Yeah, and a poisoned also, hope spring.
It also can't die, so it's fearless.
I see Galabras reaching for his Roman dagger.
Okay, so Galabras channels positive energy through his body out to his companions, healing them for 8 points of...
Do I get hit by that?
How high are you up?
I'm 20 feet near.
Yes, you do. Yes.
How many?
Nice.
And that is my last channel.
Oh, man!
Dude, you gotta stay back and you gotta stay alive and you gotta use that fucking wand.
Yep.
Round four.
Because that shit's about to go down.
Baron.
You gotta.
Pretty much all the enemies are still alive.
And yeah, we're in bad shape. We did so much damage early on and then nothing.
Yeah, those two misses were brutal. Lork, fucking failure.
I am going to.
Actually, he had four times in a row, so. Gotta give that.
No, he did great, but it's like the fucking bit of luck and nothing. It's like, God.
Yeah.
Baron is going to shoot at the orc tamer, or directly across from him.
Natural 20.
Oh, shit!
Please confirm.
19.
That is confirmed.
Times four. Here's my times four dance.
Three cards.
And as we've mentioned before,
turn into the temple to see Joe.
Bullets are both piercing and blunt.
And blunt. So you have six options on those cards.
This is like twice in three episodes.
Let's just take a good 15 minutes for him to examine these cards.
Yeah. Let him do what he wants.
Let him choose. Guys.
Oh boy.
I'm going to do eye patch for you. Which is piercing damage.
I don't like this.
And does triple damage.
Oh!
That sounds about right.
And 1d2 con drain.
Oh my lord, which is another 2 points.
Negative 4 on perception checks and range attacks.
Oh my god, that's the guy that was throwing the javelin.
Until healed.
Holy shit.
Hit him right in the eye.
Triple damage.
You could kill him.
Maximum damage, 24 points of damage.
Oh. Should I do the con damage?
Nope, because you just shot him through the eye and killed him.
Yes. It just blows out the back of his head.
Oh. You just see, boom, blows out the back of the head, and the body actually flies 10 feet back from the force of the blow.
It's like a
Baron, oh my god.
As that happens, Baron says to this orc, there are two types of people in this world. Them that got guns and them that don't.
And good one, Baron.
The corpse owner does not react.
Remember an outlaw, Josie Wales, and Clint Eastwood was like, there are people who have guns and people who don't. And the whole audience erupts. Oh my god.
The corpse with the blown out head lays there dying.
And he's underwater.
Unbelievable.
He's disappeared.
So rarely get a triple or double damage on those cards. Lork,
he's dolphin
up.
Food.
All right, so Lork's natural instinct is to go for the giant, but there's no way he can go for the giant and still hit him. So he's going to go for the other javelin guy that flanked. So Baron just blew one of their heads off. Lork is going to go for the other one because he can reach him and hit him in one round.
The other beast tamer.
The other beast tamer that was throwing javelins. Which means he doesn't have a melee weapon in his hand, for the record. So if you try to melee me, I'm going to fucking call you out on that shit.
Fair enough.
So he closes on him and attacks with a masterwork great axe.
So you just come running right up to the edge of the water.
Right up to the edge of the water. Quick draw that shit.
Right.
So I drop the bow, run up, quick draw, whoosh, throw. 16 to hit.
16 hits.
And does minimum damage. Fucking 6 points of damage.
Hey, could have been worse.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
You fucking get your damage right.
Five points of damage.
So you just come up with an axe, bury it in his shoulder,
yeah,
pull
but it's
it out.
Just his arm, yeah, it just hits his arm.
But no, it does significant damage to him. You can see he's pretty fucked. Gormley, the floating wonder.
I just did my math with the Pythagorean theorem, and the giant is in range of my hexes.
Especially since from 20 feet up.
Wow. Especially since he's 12 feet high.
Oh, so you were measuring the hypotenuse.
I was, actually.
A squared plus B squared equals C squared.
So I'm going to evil eye the giant
okay.
for his attack.
And
rolls.
Now, do you have to do, you don't have to do concentration checks for spell, for hexes?
No,
right?
No.
If
it's,
I were
it's
to
an
attack,
innate part of witches.
If I were to attack with a ranged or melee weapon, I'd take a minus one the first right. time, minus two the second time.
Right.
Guess no one cares, nerd.
Guess I could make it
Let's
do
go.
A,
you can
check.
Can
I just, do a hex.
Can I just also say burning hands are in order now?
I'm a little out of range for that, but...
But yes, eventually. Yes.
All right,
why don't you just, like, float down a little and fucking rain down burning hands?
I could, actually.
You could.
All right.
Fucking she do could. That.
Okay, I will say it is a DC 15 fly check to hover.
Oh, that's true.
To stay... But I can stay levitated.
No, to you can, but to hover and, like, do a standard action.
Right. So now if you okay. fail it, you just fall 20 feet and you can still hex, but you will take the falling damage.
I have feather fall.
Ah, right, so you'll just feather fall. So worst case scenario, you'll be back on the ground, but you
this
will...
This is interesting. I don't know if it's accurate, but
so
it's
this
interesting.
A fly check, you're saying?
Yeah, so you add your fly skill.
Do you have any fly roll. Skill?
I have a plus +7.
Oh, yeah, there you go. See, that's why you take that.
You're in good shape.
That's a 25.
Oh,
there we go.
See, she knows how to do it. She knows how to do it. And boom, you go evil eye. What are you doing?
DC 14 will save.
DC 14 will save.
14? I thought it was 15.
No,
he
14.
Passed. He passed.
All right.
He's all right. very willful.
One round minus two to your attack roll, I said.
And you can
and
cackle.
Cackle.
I can. I'm... Oh, I can
no,
cackle.
You moved last round. You
I moved last
cackle
round.
Now.
Yeah, so I'm going to cackle.
So
this
she's in the
too.
Air, in the rain, in the thunder and lightning.
I love it.
That's
so cool.
Amazing.
That
so that's
great.
What is that, two rounds?
Two rounds. Minus two to hit.
Oh, baby. Nice work. That is just cool. A cool visual.
Yeah.
Thanks, Pythagoras.
the ancient Greeks just keep contributing to role-playing
okay,
games.
Okay, now, Lorik, you're face-to-face with this guy. And yeah. do you remember what these guys can do?
No.
Full attack action. Orc double axe.
Wait. He can't draw it and do a full attack action unless he has a quick draw feat. He yeah. just threw a javelin last round.
Right, he can't draw his weapon and do a full attack?
No, that's
why
I took that
move
action.
You guys do, he's not.
No, you can't do a full attack.
We never
no,
do full
because
attacks.
Because we can't,
we
don't
just
do
attack.
Full attack.
All right, so it just swings at you once. And it misses. It misses with its double axe.
Beautiful.
All right.
It's lucky it even got it out without me giving it an attack of opportunity.
Yeah,
come
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
I'm right. right in front of it. It pulled out a new weapon without a quick draw.
Troy's like, on. Troy was just like discussing how to divide up the like bill and tip with friends. And he's like, no, you're right. I owe $5 tip.
Okay. This is what happens now. The giant starts raging. Something at the loss of the two creatures.
Temporary hit points.
It's lost its will to be focused on the attack, and it begins raging, and it's making two attacks at Lork. Because you're the only guy within range.
Except for the fucking dolphin who's right in front of
the
him.
First.
And so the fact that okay, so the fact that I'm in combat with his buddy means nothing
because it's melee attack.
And the dolphin has been actually attacking
reach.
Him.
Just the dolphin has just been rubbing its bottle nose against
the
its
he just
thigh.
Has so much respect. He has so much respect for dolphins that he wouldn't dare.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
This is
you don't like this? You don't like
no,
this?
No, I don't like it. And if it's good rolls, Lork is out. It's done. So
the first
we'll,
one
we
is
shall
just
see.
The chain.
This
it's,
is silly.
It's a 24.
Yeah, yeah. So there's one. There you go.
It does 13 points of damage.
All right.
It's the whole reason to summon a monster like this is to provide a target for a.
Are you
a
unconscious?
No.
Okay.
Let's see if...
Are you lying?
No, actually, I'm at exactly zero. So I'm disabled.
Fuck. Okay. The second one...
Oh, no. I'm sorry. He channeled last round. That's why, you know, so I'm not even at zero. I'm at eight.
The second one is with the orc attached. It is a 17.
To hit?
Yes.
Misses.
All right, so the second one comes through and Ooh. The orc just...
No, wait. The other one is dead.
Right, so the first one was just a chain coming through with no orc attached.
Got it.
It actually moves
so
it a lot quicker, and it's
does
a lot
less,
easier to hit.
And does less damage?
It does a little more.
It does more damage without an orc?
Well, it's a higher die, but not as many.
I gotta say, the only reason I'm questioning this is because it's bizarre. Like, yeah. you're gonna get swung at with
well,
orcs
no,
on the
it
end
does,
of chains.
It does less damage. It's just a higher die as a D8 opposed to 2D6.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay, and then the second one, you just see an orc come flying over your head attached to the chain.
I feel bad for these guys.
I regret nothing.
Oh, excuse me. That was an 18 to hit.
Oh, well, that hits.
That definitely hits.
With the minus two?
Oh, not with the minus two.
Yeah, the first one would have hit with the minus two.
First one would have hit because it's raging, so it gets a plus one.
All right, so Lurk is sitting at 8 hit points out of 30.
Fucking 5! Ah, I want to live! I want to live. Wow. Wow. All right.
Desna! I want to live!
Galabras. Dolphin.
All right, well, first the dolphin. It's like, hey, what about me?
Attack the orc.
It's like, seriously, I'm here to provide a target for you. You're ignoring me completely. The dolphin's feelings are hurt way worse than you could physically hurt Lork.
This is the way I'm looking at it. If the dolphin hits
you don't
the
need
giant,
to explain your bullshit.
The giant will attack the dolphin. Grumpy right now, it's just a little
skip.
Fish.
Grumpy
did he miss again?
Skip.
But it's right next.
I know.
Did he miss again?
Okay. Yes, he missed again. Yes.
He's such a sweet dolphin.
It's Galabras' turn now.
The dolphin finds a handicapped person in the ocean and comforts him.
if you guys know anybody that likes to play clerics, this
is
most
actually
likely Skid's last game.
He is actually
he hates me.
He's a therapy dolphin. Can I roll to comfort the giant? I'm sure, like, he's in...
The giant is comforted by being enslaved all these years and is now on our side.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he's probably endured a lot of trauma, like, being enslaved. Like, maybe the dolphin could...
And
do something. I mean, he's certainly not hitting him, so maybe it can help him overcome his trauma. Okay, all right. So Galabras is going to move up and use the wand of Cure Light Wounds on Lork.
Okay, and that you can do that from range, right? You don't have to get up and this shit.
No, I have to touch him with it.
Okay. You have to touch him with the wand?
Yeah.
It doesn't like shoot.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
This is a sailor man.
But it's a 9. It's max. So.
Oh, God. Nice. You and this wand.
Nice work.
I will show you.
Legit.
Huge.
It looks like it's 2.
No, it looks like it.
All right, round 5 for the last combat ever of the Glass Cannon podcast.
Yeah, this is it.
This is it. Nobody wants to play with me anymore. Baron, you're up.
Be totally fine if you just attack the dolphin.
But
we could go another 30 episodes.
Baron,
I'll defend
Baron.
Troy.
Why attack that poor dolphin? He hasn't done anything.
He's trying.
He hasn't hurt anyone.
My theory is with the low intelligence, if the dolphin bites it, then he'd be like, boom, stomp. But right now, it's just boom, 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 boom. This little dolphin
look
is
at
just
that round,
rubbing
smooth
its nose.
I'm not upset that you're trying to kill Lork. I'm upset that you're insulting my celestial dolphin.
Yeah, you're just considering
you're just not
a combatant.
Yeah.
Like, as if it's not even
there. There's no respect at all. Gary, his name's Gary, and I'm
you
a little
a scroll
like,
for that shit, Troy.
Yeah, I used a consumable. But, you know, you're the DM, and, you know, whatever.
I want
if you had waited longer to use this consumable, it would have been even more useless.
I bet the fucking octopus would have hit him.
That's true. But that's not a consumable now, is it?
No.
The octopus probably would have grappled him and put him in a catapult.
Yeah, the octopus would have crawled up his skirt and ripped his
dick. Angry Skid is in full effect. You're doing a great job.
So,
is Baron shooting?
Keep it up, Troy.
The giant?
Baron is going to do a perception check on the giant and the Beastmaster orc that is attacking Joe just to see, like, generally how they look.
Okay. Roll perception.
Fabulous.
14.
In great fashion. Their leather armor is brand new.
You can tell the giant has got like a bunch of gashes and wounds from being hit by shrapnel and arrows. And it looks a little off. It's obviously raging. Something about these orcs that have died, it's losing control. So it's a lot easier to hit now, you would think, where it's flailing about. The beast tamer in front of Lork, he is not long for this world, but as you know, these guys have ferocity, so it's going to take a couple of good hits to finish him off. But you think if that other orc that is attached to the chain gets crunched a couple more times, he's going to die as well, and it's just going to be face-to-face with this giant. If you can take out the other beast tamer,
I want to attack.
Oh, I should mention, there's also a dolphin that looks completely at full health.
He can't see the dolphin. It's underwater.
Actually, the dolphin's gone.
The dolphin.
It is?
Yeah, it only lasts 2 rounds.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
It vanishes back to heaven, having done 0 damage. And that's not on you.
No, that's on Troy.
That's on Troy.
Yeah.
Right.
Because it at least would have provided a target that would have deflected. But that, no. But he's the dungeon master, so I am.
I'm going to cut through the air, cut through the battle, cut through Skid's spite at Troy, and I'm going to roll up close and deadly.
22
against the giant.
20.
Well, you can't.
You have no grit.
You're out of.
But you can hit.
I blew the shit out of that dude and killed him.
Oh yeah, you get your grit.
I get my grit point back. So I roll.
Wait,
he gets a grip point.
But I thought you only get a grip point back if you kill them with up close and deadly, right?
No, you get one back even if you don't use up close.
Oh, you deadly. Do. Okay,
oh, awesome. That's awesome. Great.
10 points of damage
on the giant.
Yes,
on fucking the giant. A. Wow. Okay, that definitely hit him. That definitely did damage. Boom! A bullet hole. You see, just start gaping from its stomach, blood gushing out, turning the water in front of him red. And now it is Lork's turn.
Lork is, as a player, I want to like full withdraw out of this and heal myself and then come in for the giant, finish him off. But that's ridiculous. I'm standing in front of this fucking orc and I'm going to swing at him. And I miss.
No.
Yeah. I've rolled 2 2s in a row.
Jesus. Gormley, will you be hovering?
Actually, I'm going to take a 5 foot step back.
5 foot step back. Okay.
Exposing a Galabras.
He'll be fine.
No. It's a good call because the orc.
Because now I'm out of that giant's range, and I think you are too. Probably not if Troy comes over.
I did the math. according to my calculations, you are within range of both attacks.
That orc. According to my calculations,
34 to hit.
Fucked.
Okay, Gormley, what are we doing?
All right, I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna do, and then I'll describe it, and you tell me what I have to roll. Gormley is eventually going to descend 5 feet to get within range of Burning Hands to cast it on the giant.
Wow. Okay.
So is that
gonna do I have another to, fly check?
Another fly check.
You're gonna have to do a fly check and then a concentration check because you're
and at 20 you're casting at a spell 20 while feet flying. At 20 feet she's out of range of the giant's reach, right? Or no, they have the giant chain weapons.
It doesn't matter.
Now, I will say it's a DC 10 fly check to move at less than half your speed. You're only moving 5 feet and remain flying.
Okay.
So do your fly check. If you pass that, then you roll a concentration check. If you fail that, you will float to the ground and be obviously within range of its attacks, but you won't have to roll a concentration check.
All right, I got a 14 on the fly check.
All right, so you just, you kind of...
Come down 5 feet.
Descend 5 feet.
Now, what is the concentration check?
That's an excellent question.
You know, rules-wise, I don't know, but I think a good bar is 10 plus double the spell level. Burning Hands is first level spell, so it'd be DC 12 fly check. Or, I'm sorry, concentration check, which is your caster level.
And you should have your concentration.
Plus your intelligence. What's your intelligence modifier?
Plus 3.
So it would be...
Well, you should have a concentration like calculated right on your sheet somewhere.
Either way, it's plus five. No, plus six, because it's third level.
Three for your caster level, and 3 for your intelligence.
So you need to roll 6 or higher on the... Or 7 or higher on the die, is that right?
Yep.
Okay.
Because you need a 13.
I'll take your word for it. 15.
There you go.
All right.
Burn, baby, awesome.
Which is a 21 roll.
I need to borrow 2 d4.
Here they come. Coming right up.
Didn't you just buy new dice?
Not the D4s. All right.
You bought Singies?
So Gormley lowers her hands, which start to glow red. She hovers down. She descends 5 feet, raises her hands, and shoots a cone of searing... cones of searing flame out from each of them. And deals.
There you go.
Seven points of damage, but you get a save.
Seven points of damage. Is that to the just to the giant
no,
or
to the
giant
and the orc?
And the orc attached to the chain.
Yeah.
You get a save.
Reflex save for half.
All right. Do you know what the DC of the reflex save is?
DC 14.
They both passed. But I will tell you what. The orc that was on the chain is now below zero and dead. And I wish you guys could see this at home. Both Skid and Joe are making fuck you gestures to me. And also...
For passing the reflex...
masturbation things with their
hands. I think that's what you interpreted as, but what we were planning on killing you in actual life.
All right. You're plotting Skid, my murder.
Skid just took it to another level. Oh, man. You'll never know, listeners.
I rolled a 13 for the giant and a 14 for the orc. That was unadjusted.
Okay, all right.
Dice don't lie.
Wait,
Wait, though. You said the giant had no adjusted flat foot AC. Does he have a plus zero to dex?
He has a reflex save.
Oh, right, right. Yeah. Base reflex save.
Yeah,
you fucking idiot. So
I'm just asking.
The beast tamer steps up to Lork and...
kills him.
And since he had to... Now, that's a 5-foot step.
Well, so, it's out of the water, so is that a double? He can't take a 5-foot step.
Okay, so he swings his orc double axe once at Lork. 21 to hit.
Yeah.
He hits Lork.
92
for
damage.
A gentleman's 6 damage. Just
quite
boom,
good.
Hits him with an orc double axe and tries to swing.
Lork would have been below zero if you didn't hit him with that wand.
It could be worse. Could be worse, mate.
Could be raining.
Could be raining.
I just want to fight this giant.
The giant steps up
to
the edge of the water and takes one swing at Gormley with a chain.
Just up in the air.
He's just leering at him. Still fire singeing off of his body. He swings the chain in his left hand at Gormley and misses. Assuming a 13 misses.
Flies through the air.
Yes. Oh, wait.
Lightning.
15.
Still misses.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so just fluff jump. Swings and misses. Galabras.
Galabras is going to take a 5-foot step behind Lork and use the one of Cure Light Wounds again.
Oh, God. Thank you so much, Galabras.
2.
Oh no!
Rolled 1.
Ooh boy. Round 6. Baron.
It's Lork's fault. He keeps missing, man.
If Jesus, I throw a grenade at the giant, is anyone vulnerable or susceptible to splash damage?
No.
Except for the orc next to him.
Well, the orc chained to him and...
But not Gormley. Gormley is 15 feet.
Yeah, Gormley won't be, if it falls in front of him, you're subject to it, Baron.
That's true.
But otherwise, if it falls behind them, it's just going to be the giant and most likely the orc.
I'm going to take a 5-foot step back, which should make me immune to any of that splash damage.
Yeah,
should I hit?
You don't want to do that because that's going to minus the 2 hit by 1. If you stay where you are, there's no minus. It's full bonus.
I don't care. I have like a plus 8.
All right.
Okay.
All right. And I am going... Here I go again on my own as Whitesnake Mutch said. I am throwing a pellet grenade.
No. No, you're not.
Yes, I can. I can and I will.
Why are you going to waste the pellet grenades?
Because it's a fucking giant and you're almost dead.
It doesn't do anything.
It has an extra D6 of damage. What do you want to save it for? Tell me what you want to save it for.
For the things that it cuts through on DR. Cold iron, adamantine. This thing doesn't have any DR. But I mean, I know what you're saying. Like, we always save consumables too much. And you just want to use them. You know?
You're not always right. But, okay. We'll see.
So now, pellet grenade?
Well, then 18.
20 fucking 6. Oh, I'm sorry. No. Plus 7, so 25.
That is a hit. Direct
a
hit.
Fucking
on the giant.
Hit. 7 plus 8.
Boom.
And 2 curious. To the guy on his...
Which one was that? Cold iron or adamantine?
Is there a reflex save on a pellet...
The cheaper one?
Grenade.
Cold iron.
Is there a reflex save on a pellet grenade?
I don't know.
Well, we'll just keep moving because he rolled pretty poorly. And now it is going to be Lork's turn.
Lork is going to swing at this fucking orc that he can't seem to fucking hit. Oh, there we go. 19 to hit.
Oh, that's a hit.
And that's 15 points of damage.
15 points of damage?
Nice. Yeah.
Hold the phone here. Killed it.
Oh! Yes! I did not want to get into that ferocity zone. Thank God.
Killed it below ferocity. Boom.
Awesome.
All that stands between you and that cave is a cave giant and a dead orc on a chain.
I want to kill this giant so bad.
All right, it would
I don't
be.
Like him.
Do you are you moving at all, Lork?
Lork is going to move up toward the giant. I mean, that's what Lork would do. I just it's stupid, but that's what he would do.
You're going to move right up into its grill.
Well, I can only move 5 feet, so I'm still 10 feet away.
But. Okay, wait, can you only move 5 feet? You only took one attack.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Sure, then I'll move right up next to it.
Okay, Gormley, the hero of the day.
All right, so do I need to do another hover check?
Tell me what you're doing.
I'm going to shoot it with a crossbow.
Shoot it with a crossbow while floating in midair. Yeah, so you would need to just roll a DC 15 fly check.
Also, I'm gonna raise up 10 feet, let's say.
Okay.
Just so you get a little more height. She passes the fly check.
Okay.
And now...
And fire when ready.
You may fire when ready.
So that's a 16 to hit.
Misses. But you're doing really well up in the air there. All right. It would have been...
What a crazy round. Or what a crazy play by Gormley going up in the air. That's yeah. Awesome.
It's a game changer.
All right. So now this giant takes a swing at Baron with the first chain. The first unfettered chain. 15...
I have a 22 against giants.
Boom. Misses. Boom. The chain just...
Boom, boom, boom.
Gormley, you feel like the wind of the chain kind of lifts you another 3 feet in the air as it comes back and crashes into the water. All right, and then the second one does come at Lork, the flying orc.
I got right up in there. Fuck this guy.
And he misses.
Yes!
Yes! Boom. Misses, you know what? Misses.
He deserves that miss. Taking so much damage for us.
It is now going to be Galabras' turn. Oh, and by the way, the orc, as he swings that orc at Lork, it releases from the chain and flies into the next neighborhood.
Flies out of combat.
So now he is just standing there with two shackles with small chains attached to the end of his legs, and then two chains are attached to his hands that he's like swinging around and using his weapons, just empty chains.
What a fucking badass. Lork is gonna fucking kill this guy.
Yeah,
so all right, can we like recap what we're looking like? What's the whole scenario looking at?
Okay, like, so right there,
at the edge of the water.
At the edge of the water, on the far end. So on the other end of the Hope Spring is the this cave that has been dug out or found by the giant with the graffiti on the wall and whatnot. So the giant has now come all the way across to the other end of the Hope Spring, and standing directly in front of him is Lork. 25 feet in the air in front of him is Galabras, who just burned him.
Gormley.
And then behind Gormley to Gormley's right is Baron, who's just chucking grenades left and right and hitting with every throw. And then behind them to the left is Galabras, the healer. And it is Galabras' turn.
Galabras, I just realized I have one more first level spell. I can cast those, right?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. So Galabras is going to cast Summon Monster 1.
Okay.
Oh.
All right.
Celestial dolphin.
No more fucking dolphins, dude.
Okay, it no longer takes a minus to attack.
And summon a ladybug.
Guys, it is round 7.
Wow.
This is going to be a 3-hour episode. Baron, you're up.
Baron is going to reload and fire at this motherfucker. 14 plus 7, 21.
Jesus, that is a hit. Especially against touch AC.
6 points of damage.
Oh, baby. Takes a licking, keeps on ticking. Swinging the chain.
He takes a 5-foot step back.
5-foot step back. Lork, you are up. Round 7.
You've come to the wrong place. You've found a black arrow.
He's gonna favorite enemy. This is where it gets. This is best bonus melee attack. Favorite
Finish
enemy.
Him. Finish him.
I'm rolling 2d12. Oh no, that's a d12. All right. Masterwork, great axe. Here we go. Critical fumble.
Oh no!
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 No! Jesus Christ!
Oh, Joe, I told you not to do critical fumbles.
Fuck, I was so excited. I thought I could do something.
No, but it depends on the weapon. He gets 3 critical fumbles and gets to choose the best one, right?
Choose the worst one.
What kind of weapon do you have? It's a piercing or slashing?
It's a slashing. It doesn't matter for the miss. It's just melee. My weapon, it like hits something fucking hard on the giant and takes 1d6 points of damage. So the weapon gets damaged.
I think it which only means, has 5 hit points.
So it takes 1 point of damage, which
that's
means...
Fine. That's
okay,
fine.
So it does not that's gain the broken
that's basically
no, it's broken.
Oh, it is broken.
If it takes any damage, it's broken.
Yeah. Really?
Yep.
So that is a minus 2 to attack?
Yes, minus two to hit.
For the weapon.
But broken is different than sundered, right?
I don't know the difference.
But sundered is like broken forever.
I think you sunder you armor mend. And break.
No,
weapons,
no. Yeah, this is this is not broken forever by any means. It's just a minus two to hit.
Right. So you just clink, fuck, cracks it.
It cracks the edge of the.
Man, you were standing right there.
I thought you were
right there after Baron blew it away.
I rolled a one. Like it's so frustrating.
Gormley,
I'll do it.
No. Oh, items that have taken damage in excess of half their total hit points gain the broken condition.
Oh, I thought it was
that's what I
any
thought.
Damage.
That's what I thought.
All right, all right.
Okay, so you're not
great.
Broken.
So not broken. All
okay.
Right. All right.
So thank you, Galabras. You're so well schooled.
Oh, thank you.
It's time bent, for nerding. But not that was skin, man.
Nerdage.
Gormley.
Hover check to stay in the air.
You got it.
Natural 20.
Oh, you're just like master of the wind.
It's like a storm
awesome.
Up in
this
the air.
This is awesome.
I'm going to evil eye the giant for its AC.
Okay. I will tell you this. Its will save was boosted by every member of its chain gang. It had a plus 8 to every will save. But now, it
plus
does
4.
Not. Ooh. It has nothing. It has no less. Bonus other than its natural will.
Oh, plus 2 by each. Oh, interesting.
Because it was being forced along on the chain gang.
Failed its...
It all comes back to Gormley.
Yeah, Gormley.
So what happens to this bitch?
Minus 2 to its AC for 6 rounds.
Minus 2 to its AC, and it was raging, so right now it has a minus 4 to its AC.
And you know what?
Yes! Oh, sweet cackle.
Oh,
7 rounds.
Oh, man.
Ooh, a dare woman.
It looks up at you.
The eagles suck.
It looks up at you and is just like screaming. And it swings a chain at you. Oh boy, 29 to hit.
That hits.
That's
not a critical?
That hits?
It was pretty close. It hits Gormley for 13 points of damage.
Fuck!
And do I fall?
Are you at zero?
No. But like, taking damage?
No, you just get whipped by it. If you had zero or negative one, then you would have fallen to the ground and actually wouldn't have been able to cast Feather Fall, so you would have taken another...
Yeah.
Couple d6 worth of damage. And then the second one swings out at Lork and hits Lork for 11 points of damage.
That's a lot. I think he's dead.
Lork he's officially dead.
I think he's down.
No, is he? Lork, you just got hit by it for 11 points of damage. Do you have anything to say about that?
Oh, I have lots to say. I heard that shit when I was in the other room.
What are you down to? Are you still up?
I'm still up.
Okay, that's fine. You're fine.
All right.
I am still up. Look, Lork is a giant hunter. This isn't the first time he's been fucked up by a giant.
Not his first rodeo.
But, you know, he is. It's bad. Everything's really bad. But he's furious and still standing there, blood all over him. Sun dead. He's going to fucking swing at this thing next round and really try to fucking put it out of its misery. If he doesn't, you know, roll a natural one and fumble.
Which
he already
you
did.
Do. Yeah. As is tradition. Galabras, I believe you began summoning a monster?
Say hello to Gary.
Gary's back!
He's
Gary,
back!
This is Gary the Celestial Eagle.
Oh!
Squeeze!
Is he flanking? And he is flanking.
Does he get multiple attacks?
He does get multiple attacks.
He comes in behind the giant.
He does.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so an eagle, a celestial eagle appears.
A glittering eagle appears behind the giant and lashes at it with its talons.
This guy's AC is garbage right now.
Okay, first talon is 20 to hit.
That
20.
Is a hit.
1 point of damage.
Claws this thing. Now he's batting away.
He's going to claw again. And he is flying. Misses. And he's going to bite.
Oh, claw, claw, bite.
And miss.
Wow.
Hey, at least he did
do damage. Okay, now Galabras, you get your turn.
Okay, Galabras is going to step up behind Lork and use one of the two remaining charges of the wand.
Oh, man.
God.
On Lork.
That's insane.
Lork cannot thank you enough.
I thought 24 charges, that'll keep that from 10 adventures.
Maximum healing.
Oh my god. All right.
This wand is magic.
What time would you do, Joe?
This
wand is on fire.
All right, so Galabras calls a celestial eagle. Claw! This thing comes out, claws right into the shoulder of the giant, and you see the giant is like staggering in where it's standing on the edge of the water. And then it goes for another claw, misses, another bite, but damage has been done, and now it is round 8. Baron, you're up, bro.
Baron, put him down. Put him down.
Baron reloads and says, yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Yes!
And does 12 to hit?
12 does not. Wait, touch AC?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. With the minus 4?
Yes.
Does hit.
Yeah.
3 points of damage.
Baron steps up, aims the gun true right at the giant, psh, knocks it down to 0 hit points.
Oh, yes! Yippee-ki-yay!
It needs to be taken out before it can enact its ferocity. Lork, come on.
Come on, Giant Slayer.
That took it exactly to 0. Come on, Giant Slayer, what do you got?
My turn. God damn it. I mean, how do you get more bonuses? He's flanking, it's his favorite enemy. That's a plus 4.
There is hit. No way you will
plus
hit.
The aid? There's 5?
Yeah, there is no way you'll hit this thing.
And it's a minus 4 with AC.
1, 1, 1, 1.
God, that's awesome. It's 19. I'm sorry. Yeah, 19 to hit.
19 hits.
19 to hit, and it's favorite enemy, 17 points of damage.
And from true now to last wall and back again, the entire ground rumbles as the giant falls.
Yes!
Shot.
He had lower than the fucking 17 AC or constitution.
Oh, God. 11 on a D12.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
My God.
I need a cigarette. I don't need to smoke.
Was intense.
Oh, my God.
All of a sudden, you hear horse steps in the distance. Hooves. Who burst through the area? Fucking cursed.
Cursed
rides
back.
Up. Yeah. And you see, alive. There's something a little different about cursed. He is covered in blood and sweat, but he looks regal. He looks like a man. This battle has changed him. And you can see a little glint of Roderick in his eyes. He rides up and says, "How goes it? You felled the mighty giant." Yes?
Yes.
He's fallen.
What happened? Were you able to cast any of your third level spells?
Well, not second level.
Or second level spells?
No, but
have you heard
first.
Of Troy?
Have you heard of Gary?
Gary the Celestial Eagle.
Gary the Celestial Eagle.
It was a beautiful eagle.
Or the dolphin of the same name.
Let me tell you something, Cursed. The bigger they are, the harder they fall.
We could hear him fall from miles away.
That's exactly what I just fucking told you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's a measure of how big he was.
Gormley descends from her levitation to sit on the horse behind Curse.
Let's just go on a ride, baby.
Please don't sit on my horse, please.
You're spooking him.
Curse, beyond the walls, have they been defeated?
Yes, they're running away. They're running away. You can
We've
hear.
Routed them.
You can hear in orc.
We've routed them.
You can hear retreat,
retreat,
retreat, fall back. All in orc as they're just rushing out of the city. He's like, yes, we've pushed them all out of the city. Did you see them run into the cave?
No.
You didn't see. We saw right before when the giant broke through the walls. We were fending off the orcs outside the gates, but we saw word came through that a lone humanoid, accompanied by wolves, dashed into the tunnel almost immediately after the giant opened it. Followed very shortly by another large, hairy humanoid figure.
The troll. Fucking troll.
The male troll and the nameless man from room 28.
Perhaps it was a troll. We don't have any information. This information got to us beyond the walls, but evidently a lone humanoid accompanied by wolves dashed into the tunnel almost immediately after the giant opened it, followed shortly by another humanoid hairy figure. That's all we know.
Screed. It could also be Screed if he entered the town.
Galabras cries out. It's like, we shall go And he stumbles backwards. His eyes roll up into his head, and he faints.
Glabrous
faint. Because he is completely fucking exhausted.
Yeah.
He is absolutely spent. He just, like, falls back into the mud.
Lork will kind of grab Galabras and, like, kind of, like, give light slaps to the face. I try to wake him.
Listen, Cursed. We need,
Wait, I know. Are you willing to enter the tunnel and secure what's inside and apprehend or flush out whatever's hiding within? Is that possible? Just tell me that.
Once we're ready.
Yes.
All right, this is what I'll do. I will appoint guards outside the tunnel to make sure no one else enters or exits it. In the meanwhile, you all need to take some much-needed rest.
That's exactly what I just fucking said, Cursed, again.
Thank you.
Thanks, Cursed.
And for once, you can end an episode without saying, fuck you, Troy.
Oh, yeah.
Because you get to rest.
Thank you, Troy.
I love you, Troy.
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 Troy. Troy. Troy.
Troy.
See you next week.